Yamataters, episode 350 of You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. I'm your host, Doug Culp. Couple news things, newsworthy in my life anyway. I have gone through a virtual hiring and a second interview for a job. And I all but have it. One thing that remains is a drug test. And I'm hoping that they don't focus on the cannabis of it all, which they might. That's why I haven't given out the company name. That's why I'm not acting too excited yet. Because if I fail it, then they'll probably be like, oh, that was the last step, but we can't, I'm so sorry. But I mean, I'm completely cogent. I'm so functional as a cannabis consumer, and I treat it as medicine. Like, I also use it recreationally, but I would never ever come to the job blitzed out of my mind, especially a job where I'm in charge of people, because it would be an assistant general manager job, which could be very cool, could mean money in my pocket, could mean job security. And we'll see. We'll see what happens on that front. Don't count those chickens before they hatch. So, on top of that, got this stand-up show that I've been doing. Did it once and going to be doing it tonight. Peek behind the curtain. I'm recording this on Thursday. And this comedy show could start actually paying money, which is very cool. Apparently, there's a couple people who are in the industry who are going to be attending tonight's show. So we'll see what happens there. I'm probably going to, if not completely, partially copy my set from last week, because last week I felt like I was on fire and I did pretty well. So we'll see what comes up. I hope for the drug test that there's like, oh yeah, cannabis is not a big deal as long as you don't come into work high. We're basically testing for other stuff. And then I'm like home free, because I don't do any other stuff. Or to quote Dave Chappelle from Half Baked, I don't do drugs, just weed. Let's see what else. Got cooking for the week. The world's on fire. How about yours? Not to invoke, what the fuck's, Smash Mouth. Now, the sun has been out, like, a little bit yesterday, and a little bit today. But not to say that there's not still fires happening all over the place. So just kind of, you know, stay safe out there. If you're anywhere near any of the evacuation areas, if you're anywhere near any fires anywhere, stay safe and keep you and yours safe. Because we're living in really, really, really increasingly worse and worse times. a lot of stuff is augmented because of the pandemic, because of quarantine, because of social distancing. The place where I have had the two interviews and almost have the job, where I'd be working full time, there'd be benefits. They said they're taking cleaning very seriously and social distancing. The thing that, man, it must be really, really tough as a business to tell people to stay 6 feet apart from other people, because some people don't give a fuck. And like, those people are scary, because it's like, yo, dude, just do this thing and we could be COVID free as a world pretty soon. I just saw that Utah's cases for today, 911 COVID cases. It's like they're trying to break a world record, which doesn't exist, because, or there might be a world record, but breaking that record is not a good thing. So that would truly be awesome if I got that job. To celebrate having, it's funny that the drug testing came up again, because to celebrate getting the second interview today, last night I smoked a couple bowls and was feeling incredible. And I set my alarm and I woke up with 2.5 hours to spare, because that's how I do. Usually, if I have something to do, I wake up with time to spare so that I can snooze, so that I can just mentally prepare myself for what's coming for the day. And I knocked that interview out of the park. I went in wearing jeans and a t-shirt. The email said, please dress as though you were going in for an interview. Jeans and a t-shirt. And the shirt that I'm wearing is the Vandals, which is an obscure Orange County punk band. The person interviewing me goes, oh, nice shirt. And I go, oh, the Vandals, you know them? And they go, yeah, I actually used to work for Virgin Records when, before that closed down. And I'm like, oh shit. We related a lot on like music stuff. And at the very end of the interview, when they go, do you have any other questions? I go, how cool was it to work for Virgin Records? And then she went on this spiel of like, how fun it was and how cool the boss Richard Branson was. I was like, oh, this is like an interesting turn. This is cool. So yeah, they got back to me. The interview was today, and they go, we'll get back to you today or tomorrow. Because they had one more interview today and then another interview tomorrow. Well, they were so impressed and so happy with my interview that they called me back today. And that's how I found out about the drug test. Which, I don't know, everybody. Might not be too big of a deal. Another thing with my cannabis use is like, people think that there's three different types of stoners, I think, as far as usage goes. You either smoke every once in a while and it's fun and it's great and you don't smoke all the time. You smoke pretty much every day, and like, it's in your system, but it's not overtaking you and all of your time, and like, everything doesn't revolve around it. And then the third one where, and it can go a couple different ways on this third one, where smoke all day, go to sleep, wake up, smoke all day, go to sleep, wake up. And if it's that version, sometimes it's smoke all day, get nothing done, go to sleep, wake up, smoke all day, get nothing done. But, and this is a big but, because I've been there, and I'm sure that so many creative people who are cannabis users, cannabis consumers, and advocates out there, smoke all day, make a lot of cool shit, sell a lot of cool shit, make money, go to sleep, wake up, smoke all day, repeat, repeat. And so there's just so many different versions of what some corporate goon out there is calling a stoner. And damn, if it's zero tolerance, I don't know. We will find out. We will see what happens. But what I was getting at was, since I'm not the third type, since I'm more of the second type, where it's like smoke pretty much every day, and it's like usually one smoke sesh in the day, and then I'm good. It might not register all that evident. I don't know. Again, I don't want to count these chickens before they hatch. That's why I'm not acting super duper excited yet. If I get this job, holy shit. Another thing that was cool. Actually, I'll stop talking about that job. I'll talk about it more if and when I do get it. Let's see. Got that comedy show coming up called Wine and Comedy. They're calling this one Thirsty Thursday because it's Thursday and people are going to be drinking wine and laughing along to the comedy. It's a fun idea, and like it's been the way that we put it out there, it's been pretty good. The thing that I would love from Zoom is if someone is speaking from their phone and not their computer, if there could be a capability to see all the faces of the people who are watching the thing, even if it's like in a round and the squares are really small, all around the my screen, because seeing four people at a time is fine. I didn't swipe through. There was maybe like 15 people watching last time, and I didn't swipe through the screen to try and maybe do crowd work or talk to people specifically, but I mean, I did well. So, you know, we'll see what happens tonight. I rewarded myself. I was going to get some Popeyes to reward myself for doing well on that second interview. And the Popeyes where I was going to go was closed. They're doing a bunch of construction in front of it. I was like, shit. Wow. All right, I'm gonna get a hankering for a Burger King snack box, $3, and you get a shitload of food. It's actually a pretty good deal. I must have talked about the snack box on the podcast already. Let's let's talk about a Star Trek podcast that's out there. It's new and hosted by Tawny Newsome and Paul F. Tompkins. It's called Star Trek The Pod Directive, like the Prime Directive, but The Pod Directive. It's really good, and there's only 2 episodes out so far. And the latest episode had Ben Stiller on as a guest. And listen to that one. Listen to that podcast. Listen to Star Trek Interpods, which is mine and my dad's completely comprehensive Star Trek podcast, starting with Star Trek Enterprise and going through every single iteration of Trek, every single episode, every single movie, and doing watch-along style. So it's a long-haul podcast, but if you like Star Trek, check out Star Trek Enterpods. It's 17 episodes in. As soon as I get a place to live again, I will be able to do more episodes with my dad over the internet. Let's see, listen to My Ideas. The podcast is just called My Ideas, at My Ideas Podcast on Twitter, myideaspodcast@gmail.com. That's just the one that I do. It has my ideas of certain things. And listen to I Am Doug Rich. That one is 6 episodes in, I believe. And that's a recap podcast for the FX series, The Riches, starring Eddie Izzard, Minnie Driver, Shannon Woodward, so many more people, Margot Martindale. Caitlin Olsen. Also check out The Stand, The Pod, which is my recap podcast for Stephen King's 1994 miniseries, The Stand, which was on TV, and with the likes of Rob Lowe, Ed Harris, Molly Ringwald, Kathy Bates, Gary Sinise, so many people, where when you see them, you're like, holy shit, they're in this, holy shit, they're in this, holy shit, they're in this. And it's really good. It's well written, it's scary, the dialogue's great. And, you know, it's based off a Stephen King book. And after I'm done with that section of the miniseries that already came out, I'm going to keep going with the new The Stand series that's coming out, that's about to come out. Star Trek Discovery, new season is about to drop. That's exciting. Star Trek Lower Decks. Check that out. Both on CBS All Access. You know, check out my original music at reallyglad.bandcamp.com. Check out my store at dougathan.threadless.com. That's Dougathan. What else do I have to say? I got I had that second interview. I bought a $20 to celebrate. It's more job celebration stuff, but also because I was almost out of the previous 8 that I had that I stretched, and I still have some left. But you know, $20 for an 8. And if it stretches, if it lasts me like a couple weeks, that's really good. Especially concerning the thing I was talking about before, the usage amount. I really hope that once I do the DT for the possible NJ new job, that they're just like, oh, okay. Like, that they can just see, like, oh, okay, he smokes on occasion, but he's not going to be an issue. Oh, okay. Or, I hope that it doesn't even have to do with cannabis. Because, truly, if you don't believe that it's medicine at this point,
you should do some research.
Jumpstart your bod. Jumpstart your respiratory system, the jumpstart, so many different things. It'll tamp down your anxiety or your depression. It'll also help you sleep. It's everything. It's a medicine for everything. And it's fun. It's both. It's frustrating how many people still don't see that, still don't know that, or still don't care to learn that. Shit, what else? I gotta finish this episode pretty soon because my battery is really low. If I start the Zoom show with a low battery, then it's just gonna be sucking battery the whole time. And that's not good, because that would suck if I was doing the show and then my phone just shut off, like mid-set. That'd be real cool, right? It wouldn't. That was sarcasm. It would not be cool. Episode 350 of the Yamatat. I asked someone to do an episode for tomorrow, aka today, if you listen to it on Friday, aka whenever, if you listen to this whenever. And they were like, I'm on vocal rest right now. My vocal cords are shredded. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. And they told me to get back to them closer to the end of the year. I'm like, dang. But that's a creative person who we've been connected for a little bit now. And they said that they'd love to. So gonna check back closer to the end of the year. I don't want to belabor the episode too much. Stay active out there. Again, stay safe. Wear a mask. Stay alert and stay thinking. Like, remember back in elementary school when they told us to put on our critical thinking caps? Just if you're ever thinking about going outside and not wearing a mask, just put on your critical thinking cap and think, why might it be good for me personally to wear a mask? If you can't grasp that, then I cannot help you, because holy shit, the rudimentary origins of this problem are incredible. It's incredible that there's people out there who are like, you can't tell me what to do. So much so that they're like, if I die because you can't tell me what to do, then that's fine. It's like, okay, well, that's pretty psychotic. It's pretty fucking stupid. But here we are. We got a podcast called Dumb People Town. Listen to that. We got a podcast called Bananas. Listen to that. We got a podcast. There's just so many out there. And if you're listening to this, I am grateful, because I don't know the stats. I don't know if anyone's listening, when anyone's listening. And, you know, 350 episodes. Not fucking bad, huh? I gotta check, check the math on when the 7-year mark is gonna hit, because I think I'm pretty close. If I had to guess, it'd be around 360 something. But I'll find that out later. Thanks again for listening. If you are listening, if you have been, tell 2 people about this show. Grow it. Hashtag Yamatat. Hashtag you and me on Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. This has been episode 350 of You and Me on Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. And I'll think of an episode title later. All right, later.